then we're going to go to a vote after that. Go ahead, Ted.
If we don't follow the CPB law, we are in violation of FCC rules, laws. If we do follow it, we will be eligible, potentially eligible for funds. But one is not connected to the other. That's all.
Thank you, Nancy.
Yeah, thank you, Ted. I want to remind the bylaws says on Article 8, other committees of the Board of Directors, Section 2, composition of the board committees, and it's PMB committees. It says at least one director from each foundation radio station and two delegates. We used to have two. And then at least 2 years ago in the PNB programming committee, we had two PNB directors from KPFA that were participating in that committee. It was allowed. I am surprised that Carol is so against this when her own colleagues were on that committee. This resolution that was made around 2013, I would like you to mute. We don't need that. This resolution, I think it's around 2014 maybe or 13, where it was reduced a resolution from two, from at least one to one. Well, the bylaw was not changed. It was just a resolution. And the bylaws, I think, are more important. And I have changed. I have revised the motion that I made. And it says motion for advisory committee members, a second edition. And it's got three hearts. Sorry, I forgot to put the hearts off. Whereas there is much work to be done, if there be another PNB willing to work in a PNB committee approved by the PNB committee, be it moved that PNB, I should say, is welcome to join in an advisory position without a vote on a PNB committee. I have to change the R to is. Is this better?
Okay. Well, it is what it is, Nancy. I'm going to continue with the fact. You just submitted. I got it. Now, I don't know if it's Michael first or Carol.
It's Michael.
Michael.
Yeah. So, again, we can absolutely invite people in to participate. Whenever that makes sense, there's nothing, we don't need to pass a resolution to do that. It's not a question of what the, CPB regs say. They require open meetings, yes, and our bylaws require open meetings, but the requirement of open meetings doesn't require that people coming to the meetings get to participate. Our LSB meetings, we have a public comment section. People are entitled to make public comment. They are not entitled to participate in the meeting throughout the LSB meetings. I've been to the meetings of the NPR station here in New York. The public, it's required to be an open meeting. The public gets to come. The public can't say anything. I've run all sorts of government agency meetings. They're required to be open meetings. The public doesn't get to say anything. You get to listen. I went to a meeting of the public Brooklyn Public Libraries last night. It's required to be open by the open meetings law. I got to listen. I couldn't say anything. In fact, they turned off the video, so I couldn't even see the board members this time. It was technically open. That doesn't mean I can participate.
Thank you, Michael. Carol?
Yeah, I agree. This meeting is open by the fact that it is streamed and posted as a recording. So it already is open and meets CPB requirements. I regret getting into some of the details of CPB. I'm not sure. I want to say there is some complexity because there's a number of different CPB grants, and so there are different ones, but I don't think that we should take lightly and make assumptions about eligibility for CPB without looking carefully into the all that that involves to for purposes of getting reinstated.
Okay. Are you done, Carol?
I am. Thanks.
Okay. Thank you. Anyone else? Okay. So there is a motion. Doesn't need a second because it's in committee. Nancy, can you please take the roll on your on the motion to on your motion? If you could just read it again for the stream,
yes,
please.
I amended my motion. So
I need to be louder, though.
Excuse me?
I said we can hardly hear you, or I can, anyhow.
Okay. I'll try to talk a little louder.
You're shouting.
I have amended my motion.
Everybody put themselves on mute, please. Go ahead, Nancy.
I have amended my motion. It's called Motion for Advisory Committee, third edition. And whereas there is much work to be done, if there be another PMB willing to work in a PMB committee approved by that PMB committee, be it moved that PMB is welcome to join in an advisory position without a vote.
Okay, that's it?
Yeah.
Point of something. Don't you mean PNB member?
Yes, that's what I said.
No, you didn't.
What did I say?
You just said PNB. Say the word member.
Okay, PNB member. Let me put that in. Uh-huh. Thank you, Lilian, Ted.
Okay.
Director, maybe I should say.
Okay, take the role, Nancy.
Okay, I want to get this in.
Okay.
PNB member is a director. A PNB director is a member. It's one and the same.
Yes, I just sent it with the corrections to is and director.
Okay, this is taken.
Okay, shall please take the roll, Nancy.
Okay. Elizabeth? She's still voting. She's on this committee tonight. Okay. Elizabeth?
I don't know, am I?
You can vote.
You are, until you're...
The term's not over yet.
Then yay. You can take over the yes.
your board has not... Wait a minute.
No, just take the roll, Nancy. How do you vote, Elizabeth?
Yes, she's still a dummy.
Yes.
That's right. Yes.
You
okay.
Vote.
Elizabeth.
Okay.
William, Kierwagon, KPF,
yes.
William, yes. Wally's gone. Nancy Sabar and I say yes. Lawrence Reyes from KPFK.
Get me last, please.
Oh, I'm gonna come back to you. I'm sorry. Eileen Rosen with WPFW.
I vote no.
No. Eileen, no. Jim Sagerton from BAI.
No.
Jim Sagerton, no. Tom Voorhees from KPFA.
Pass.
Pass. Ted Weisko from KPFT?
Yes.
Yes, Ted, yes. Michael DBY from WBAI?
No.
No. Michael, no. Lewis Wolf from WPFW?
No.
No, Lewis, no. Carol Wolfley from KPFA?
No.
Carol, no. Okay. The yes is Elizabeth, William, Nancy, Tom. You passed. Okay. Ted, four. That's four yes. And then,
wait, you have to come back to Tom.
Go back to Tom.
Okay.
He passed.
Okay, Tom, how have you made up your mind?
I have not. I'm going to abstain, I think.
Okay. Okay. Tom abstain. All right, so no's are Eileen, Jim, Michael, Lewis, and Carol. That's five no's. And one, Elizabeth, William, Nancy, Ted, four. Yes, and Chair, how do you vote?
What's the tally?
Four yes and five no and one abstention.
So it doesn't really matter how I vote because the motion's not going to pass anyway. So I'll vote yes, but the motion fails. It's a tie vote.
Yes, the motion fails.
Okay, next motion. Do you want to read yours first, Nancy, or should I read mine? Because mine is a revision, and it's already on the PNB agenda.
Oh, yours? Well, you have a right to put an individual motion, don't you, on the PNB?
Well, this is a motion that that is on the PNB open session agenda. I was not able to have it addressed because, there was three executive sessions, and we never got to the open session agenda. And also, I was in the hospital for 2 weeks, and I was not able to update the motion. So it was updated, and so I want to propose it as a replacement and rescinding the previous motion that is outdated now. So can I read it?
You're the chair.
You go ahead. You're the chair.
That's right. Okay. I'm the presiding chair. Okay. All right. The Pacifica Governance Committee recommends to the PNB that whereas the bylaw amendment motion that was approved on January 7, 2021 does not contain either a notice date or information or any reference to information on how CIS directors, two LSBs, and 5% of the membership should submit proposed bylaw amendments, it is hereby rescinded and replaced as follows. Rescind, in accordance with Article 17, Section 1B of the Pacifica Bylaws, there shall be any number of ballots per calendar year related to the amendment of the foundation bylaws, which annual voting period shall be determined by the board. All properly proposed bylaw amendments shall be held until the date, which is 30 days before the earliest of the voting dates of the board and of the delegates as determined by the board, the notice date. Determined by the board notice date. The replacement is as follows. Motion regarding 2021 bylaw revision timeline, including delegate balloting. The Pacifica National Board announces that pursuant to Article 17, Section 1 of the Pacifica Bylaws, the below timeline is for bylaw amendments to be included with ballots for the election of delegates in 2021 for the next board year. Some changes, including those that would affect members' rights and alter the terms for delegates or directors, require membership balloting within 60 days of PNB and delegate voting. And further, the PNB directs that within 3 days of the passage of this motion, it shall be distributed to each local station board, delegates assembly chair, and secretary to be sent to the local delegates. The executive director to be sent to each general manager for scheduling and tracking the 30-day on-air mandatory notice announcements and station website posting. The IT staff that maintain Pacifica.org for preparation of uniform of on-air announcement and for posting. Date, action required. Friday, March 26th, submission deadline. Friday, April 2nd, 2021, notice date, announcements begin, 30 days. May 2nd, 2021, notice ends, earliest vote by PNB or delegates, 46 days. June 17th, final vote by PNB or LSB Delegates Assembly, 60 days or less. Monday, August 16th, 2021, ballots to be mailed. Article 17, as amended, 72720, voting and approval, and I leave voting and approval, one, strike unless the board by 2/3 vote decides otherwise, There shall be any number of ballots for calendar year related to the amendment of the foundation bylaws, which annual voting period shall be determined by the board. All properly proposed bylaw amendments shall be held until that day, which is 30 days before the earliest date, which is the same timeline I just read to you. Is there any discussion on this?
Yes.
That was incomprehensible.
Carol, back. Yeah.
Michael,
yes, I have a question.
Sir.
What has been revised? Is there a way to pick out?
Yeah, everything. It's in the motion. The red line, those things that have been revised have been stricken by red line, and it was inserted in green, those things that are amended. And those things that are stricken are in red, and those things that are amended are in green.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So who did I thought I heard Ted, and then I heard Michael, and I heard Carol. Is that the order? All right, so why don't we just go with that order, Ted?
Would you please explain to all of us what any number of ballots means?
Well, any number of ballots that are distributed to the membership and to the delegates and to the PNB and to the PNB directors. That's the best way I could put it.
Does it take a vote of the membership to approve amending the bylaws?
Yes.
Does that mean that we will be sending out to the 7,000, 10,000, whatever number of members we have?
Members in good standing, Ted, as you know.
I'm sorry, what?
Members in good standing.
I'm saying before you respond to what I'm saying.
Okay, go ahead.
Is it possible that we would be sending out amendments 12 times a year, and what are the financial consequences of that?
Well, right now we're obligated because the New Day Pacifica petition has been submitted for the record, so we are going to have a membership vote. So so we're committed financially to carry that out.
I don't think you're answering my question.
What part of your question I'm not answering, Ted? Because you just mentioned what is our financial obligation, and I'm telling you that we are already committed financially to carry out a referendum again that was submitted to the secretary as redirected by our Pacifica Council. So we are committed financially to carry out that vote, and also we are committed financially to conduct our LSP elections, which opens in June. The date of record opens in June. Does that make any? Does that clear it up for you, Pat?
No, it doesn't. It sounds to me if this revision passes, it means we could be required every month or every time the PNB meets. I don't know what the process is of moving an amendment forward, but any number of ballots sounds to me like it could happen incredibly frequently and be incredibly expensive. If I am wrong, please tell me that.
Well, I don't want to tell you that you're wrong, but I want to tell you that I don't think you understand what I'm proposing here. And I other than what I've already told you, I don't know what else to say. Maybe someone else could edify you.
I mean to discuss.
The next person on the stack
which is, go ahead, Eileen. You want to, can you?
Yeah, I was just going to say, I think we have, I think any bylaws amendment period or effort first needs to get a, I think it's a 5% of the membership must express its conformity with letting the process go forward. So, you know, if you just you're not going to have bylaws amendments happening willy-nilly every month. I think we don't have to quite worry about that. It's not impossible, but I don't think that's going to happen. That's all. Hello?
Okay.
Lawrence?
Yeah, I'm here. I think I have Carol or Michael. Who's who's next? Is it Carol or Michael?
It's Michael.
Go ahead. Okay, Michael, go ahead.
Yeah, I was I'm just going to ask maybe you could motivate the resolution a bit so that I could get a better grasp, big picture, what it's trying to accomplish, because I'm not really clear on what we're trying to do.
Okay, Michael, I'll give it a shot again. Since we lost 2 months for amendments, right, because of the lack of clarity of the motion on 1-7-21 of this year, this bylaws timeline attempts to get necessary work done while avoiding the confusion of overlapping bylaw amendment periods. Does that clear it up for you, Michael? A little bit?
That helps somewhat. So, I'm still trying to be sure I'm grasping it, but okay.
You want me to come back to you? Or do you want to give it some thought?
I could try. Yeah.
Go ahead, Carol.
So it seems to me, and correct me if I'm wrong, but it seems to me that part of the intention that they were trying to work their way out of was that there were problems with the old bylaws timeline where things had to be submitted by a certain time in November or something, and then sometimes it would run out and the bylaws amendments would not actually go to a vote because the timeline had run out. There wasn't enough timeline for things to be processed, and sometimes there were delays. So by pushing this forward into the spring, this allows for ample time to go through the complete process for submission and approval and passing. So this is an identified timeline. And if, you know, and any group can submit, the PMB can submit if there are things that need to be voted on by the members. So what I like about this motion is that, and correct me if I'm wrong, Eileen, and anybody else on the PMB, or anybody who was on the PMB, and Lawrence, but it seems to me like there's a possibility with this that the any bylaws amendment proposals might be done at the same time that there would be LSB elections, which would save money for the network, so that the one ballot might contain not only LSB candidate elections, but also bylaws amendments. Is that, can anybody verify if that is correct in the plan? Because I'm seeing final vote June 17th. Well, maybe that's a little bit. Yeah, usually the other election, the candidate, the LSB elections are July, so maybe that doesn't work. Anyway, thank you. that helps.
No, thank you. Thank you, Carol. And that's why I made a colleague of mine and my head scratch. I mean, my head itch. My hair itch. If I could get it out right. My hair itch because I'm thinking to go back to test concerns, that it's going to be a double expense, right? If we were to stagger instead of trying to have it all in one shot. So that's why, I think you're onto something there, Carol, for sure. I think that's the other reason why, it was proposed as well.
James, so, with a question?
James.
Yeah, I just have a question. As you know, our council has agreed to a timeline with the New Day bylaws proposal. And how will this affect that? And could it result in us ending up in court if it alters the agreement? The corporate council came to an agreement with the people from New Day with the understanding that New Day would, or with the threat, actually, that the New Day people would take us to court if we did not agree to a timeline. And I'm just concerned that this timeline might vacate that agreement and then land us back in court and end up costing us as much as the bylaws referendum is going to cost.
So all I can say to that, James, is that your concern is well taken by me. But again, this is not an actionable item unless the PNB codifies it, right? Memorializes it. Then at that point, we'll be rowing the boat and seeing where it goes from there. But right now, we're just in the boat and without a destination. To the PNB, I always come up with these weird metaphors.
I like it. It's good.
But to the PNB comes, makes a decision codifying whether we should move forward or not. So, again,
I think that's accurate. I think that's accurate.
Yeah. So I don't think that jeopardizes us legally at this point.
Lawrence to the stack. Lewis to the stack.
Nancy was on the stack.
Yeah, I got you, Nancy. Okay. Then, Lewis, I'm gonna go back to Michael because
William.
Oh, William. Okay. So I got Nancy, Lou, William, and then I'm gonna go back to Michael. Go ahead, Nancy.
And Ted.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd like to clarify Ted's first question. There shall be many ballots like that. What was it? That refers to. Amendment process, bylaw amendment processes. It used to be we could do only two times a year, or I forgot what it was, but now we can do, because we changed the bylaws, we can do any number of times bylaw amendment processes. So that's what it means by many ballots. Okay, and then the motion that was made in January 7th, I took a picture of it and I sent it to all of you, but you can see it's on the pacifica.org. It's on the front page. And if you look at the motion, it's badly worded. It did not have a notice date. So it just says we decided January 7th, but it did not say the most important thing is the notice date. When does it start playing on the air an announcement saying the existence of a bylaw amendment process has started, just to let people know? And if they want to find out what's been proposed, they go to pacifica.org to read all the proposals that are going to be voted on. So that because it was worded so badly, Lawrence made this motion, and I made a similar motion, although mine is much shorter. And Lawrence made the whole timeline, which is good, and I did not. I just made the anyway, my motion is very similar to Lawrence, only it's very, very short. It's about changing, putting in the notice date And so that's, you know, that was a problem with that. And I think if you show the PNB putting in a notice date is missing, and you know that's not good. And I'm sure these New Day people will understand. I mean, it's the lawyer's problem to talk to them, because the way that January 7th motion, if you look at it, it's incomplete. It's not a good motion. It doesn't jive with the bylaws. You have to put the notice date. So we've gotten out of the practice of making bylaw amendment processes. So that wording of that motion that passed on January 7th is incomplete. Mm-hmm. That's all I want to say.
Thank you, Nancy. I got William Hairwagon from BAI, and then Lou Wolf from WPFW. And then I'm going to go to Michael. Go ahead, William.
Hello. I sent in an email that everybody should have by now. I'll look at it in a minute. In fact, I should look at it now so I can read it to you. I sent it at 10:23 Eastern, and it says, amendment, insert before the list of dates, following paragraph, I didn't use those words, but insert the list of dates, before the list of dates, the PNB secretary shall post directions for presenting amendments to Pacifica.org the day after the motion is approved. A simple emotion, a simple emotion. Yeah, maybe that to say how this will be completed.
So are you submitting that as an amendment, William?
Yeah, an amendment to add this to your motion.
Okay.
Would you be willing to change the word directions to instructions?
No problem.
Okay. So instead of directions, instructions. Okay. Thank you, Eileen. Are you done with him?
Yes.
And I just want to say humbly, this isn't all, you know, I did not do this on my own. So I don't want anybody to think that I'm a nerd, a bylaws nerd or something or whatever. I am a nerd, but I'm not a bylaws nerd. Okay. Lou Wolf.
Yep. Sir.
Yeah. I confess my lack of being up to date on this whole issue of bylaw amendments. My concern, and I've spoken about this in previous meetings of this committee, that we are being almost ensnared in a trap, I believe, by New Day Pacifica, that they are driving with all of their money and all their fancy propaganda, printed propaganda, some of which I've received by mail or by email, and I know there's more, that the timetable that we're looking at here has been set by them, and we have to adhere to their timetable. Now, my concern beyond all that is simply that I feel the bylaw amendments, which, as we will recall, were defeated by a resounding 62-38 national referendum. I would say, if in the history of elections, that was one of the most democratic elections in memory. And still, we're facing, again, this onslaught from New Day Pacifica. Am I wrong about that? Thank you.
Carol, for the stack.
Hold on, Carol. I'm going to go to Michael, and then I'm going to go to you, Carol, and then I'm going to put myself on the stack. Michael, do you want to add anything to what you said previously?
What I was saying previously was that I'm trying to get my head around it, but I heard James' question about the litigation, and I heard what I think is the right answer, that the ultimately it's the PNB that makes the decision about the dates and what meshes. And I'm also hearing that we want to get the dates meshed so we don't have overlapping elections, so that if possible, things can be combined with LSB elections. And I've known that those sometimes move around. I'm wondering, if does it make sense, rather than getting really specific, to express in principle that the PNB can set these dates? But I'm not saying I understand it well enough to know the answer.
Okay, I'll respond to you when I get on the stack, Michael. Carol.
Yeah, so I have concerns about us getting into discussions about litigation in an open meeting in an area that is related to governance, but it seems like also to be discussing parties in a lawsuit. I have opinions and ideas and concerns about some of the information that was put out by people opposing the bylaws amendments in the past. And I also think it's important to know that some of the people who are involved with the New Day Pacifica and organizing that are different people. So I think we have to be really, if I had proposed that this committee have a discussion about the issues related to New Day Pacifica bylaws, size of boards and those things, so we could actually be talking about something real rather than making generalized statements about people who are in a lawsuit. So I would have to abstain on this, and because I did not understand what James said when he said that the date agreed on was different than this. And so not even knowing what was the date agreed on and not knowing what's going on with the lawsuit and the negotiations, I deeply appreciate that you're trying to clean it up, Lawrence, and whoever else you're working with. And at the same time, I wouldn't have enough information or want to be involved in a fuller discussion without it being in executive session.
Thank you, Carol. So I'm on the stack. Okay, you'll be after me, Nancy.
Okay.
So, Brother James did not speak of anything that wasn't reported out, Nancy. So, and I don't think he got specific. Then, what was reported out of the executive session?
I wasn't talking about James.
Okay, yeah, I understand that. But what I'm saying is that I don't think it was inappropriate to mention what was mentioned. And I understand I don't have an opinion either way in regards, at least not while I'm sitting on the PNB committee and being your presiding chair, in regards to the parties or the litigants or the proponents and the opponents at this, not doing the PNB committee meeting. So, and I also understand your concern that some things need to be discussed in executive session as well. I would encourage you to consider voting your conscience and voting what you understand from the motion, because when I said I was scratching my scalp, because we just finished spending a whole bunch of money on the previous referendum, and so I just don't want us to again we spend money we don't have, right? So okay, Nancy, go ahead.
Yes, there is also if we keep to that January 7th
And I guess February 6th or 7th would be the notice date. I mean, if you're just guessing, that's what that was in mind, although they did not write it in the motion that the PNB passed, then why didn't we hear the announcements on the air of an amendment process in existence? And why the proposal is not written on the Pacifica Foundation website, which is required by the bylaws? Those two things. We have not here in KPFT. I haven't heard from other stations whether they're playing a card of the existence of a bylaw amendment process. So that's two points right there that have been violated. If we're going to go by, we're guessing, January 7th means February 7th or February 6th was the notice date. So it should have started playing the whole month of February. We haven't heard anything here. So that's why, anyway, I sent Lawrence's motion, and I put William's addition amendment before the date, and I changed. Oh, I forgot directions. It should have been instructions. I'll have to do it again. Okay. I'm finished.
Thank you, Nancy. Have we exhausted ourselves? I think, Ted, did you want another bite?
Yes, please.
Go ahead.
I have to vote against this thing, and I hope others will do the same, because this thing is a royal mess. I don't know if what I'm looking at on my screen is partly from the current bylaws or not, but if they are, the current bylaws that have a maximum of 2 ballots per calendar year, if that's
well, that's
the
already
case,
been changed.
That's well been changed.
Please don't interrupt.
Changed in 2019 and 2020. Go ahead, Ted.
Okay.
Or maybe before. I don't know.
Hold on.
Yeah, it was Lydia.
There are 2 different ways that the bylaws can be changed. One is by an outreach effort to the membership. That's what happened the last time the bylaws came up with this New Day Pacifica group, I guess, pursuing that route. The other way is by having the PNB and then 3 out of the 5 national boards weighing in and making amendments. If that's what we're talking about here, but it doesn't say it. It says any number of ballots per calendar year, and then it confuses you even more by talking about announcing this on the air. I don't see any need, or certainly not very much need, for putting this out on the air when the membership isn't going to be voting on this. Only the local station boards and the national board. So
Financial.
I think.
That's finished. Go ahead, Ted.
So I think that this whole thing needs to be looked at again. Obviously, there are problems, but this doesn't fix it, I'm sorry to say.
Okay, thank you. So, Ted, we only have 1 national board, not 3. We have 5
others. I said 3 out of the 5.
Let me finish, Ted. I didn't interrupt you.
Boards.
I didn't interrupt you. So, and there is going to be a membership vote due to the referendum. So, I don't know where you're getting your information. But do as you wish. Nancy, did you want to say something? Then we're going to go to a vote.
Yes. Yes, I wanted to say that, you know, the announcement cart, it's in the bylaws, Ted. It's been there for a long, long time. It has to be announced so that the membership knows a bylaw process is going on. And if they have computer and internet, you know, hookup, they can go and look at the proposed bylaw amendments, and then they can communicate to their LSBs or to the PNB, if they know the PNB listserv, or if they know the station the LSB's listserv, and say, hey, I like this one, or I don't like that one, or please vote for this, blah, 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 whatever their comments are. That's why and announcements are done for, it was a, it used to be more. I think it's 30 days now. Yeah, it is 30 days has to be played. And the bylaw says, you know, it starts like, I forgot, 6 a.m. in the morning to a certain time. There's a schedule there. It has to be done so many times during the day and not in the middle of the night. I mean,
okay, it's 3 times during the day.
Carol, I just point of personal privilege. I need to go.
Okay,
you.
Carol.
Good night,
thank
everybody.
Thank you for hanging in there.
Good night, Carol.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Nancy, please take the roll.
William, point of order.
State your point, William.
Point of information. Did we vote or approve without objection the amendment that I made?
Yes, without
okay,
objection.
Thank you.
Nancy,
Lawrence, this is James. Lawrence, this is James.
Go ahead, James.
I'm considering. Pardon me?
Do you have to leave also?
No, no. Okay. I'm just considering that it seems like there is some confusion about the implications of this, and you know, some people aren't aware of that the bylaws were already amended, and I would just like to have a little bit of discussion on whether anyone would consider postponing this, just so that people can get, you know, look at it a little bit more closely. I'm getting the sense from the questions and the discussion that people don't have a full grasp of what the implications are, and what exactly this is doing. So I just want to ask if we could just have a little bit of discussion to see how people
We can have discussion on postponing. I have a time certain as to if the postponement is positively considered. I would object to postponing because we are, for lack of a better word, we are in a time crunch right now. So we are in a capsule, so to speak. We are in a time capsule. So
if I may come back with a response.
Yeah, go ahead.
I just wanted to say, too, postponing might complicate matters further because it might mean that the dates in the motion might have to be changed. So
exactly.
I do realize there's consequences to that.
Did I hear William?
Yeah, I'd just like to point out that James has not made a motion. He said, let's have a discussion. I think we just had it. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Ted, for the stack.
Ted, we're going to go to a vote, man. I think we pretty much hit this nail on the head ad nauseum. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to go to a vote. Unless...
Are we out of time?
Well, we have another 15 minutes before the meeting is scheduled to adjourn.
Two more motions on the new business.
I know. That's why
I didn't get William's point that I didn't make a motion. I don't think I have to make a motion to ask you to not go to a vote right away until we discuss a little further.
Well, I will take another 2 minutes of discussion, but... we have another, I believe we have another motion, we have a time certain of 8 o'clock, which would be 11 o'clock your time, and Mike's and William's time, 10 o'clock Houston time. So I'm just, I would rather not, because I think we've had a pretty robust discussion about this, and I would like to go to the roll and take the vote.
Would you ask the committee if there's anybody else who wants to speak?
Said Michael White to the stack. But,
go ahead, Michael.
Just, you know, I've expressed, I think, at the outset, personally, I'm getting my head around this and trying to understand it. And, I'm hoping that James, whose judgment I trust on a lot of things, knows what is the right way to vote on this. I don't know if by asking for a postponement, he's saying that he wants to think it out. But I was not knowing my own mind at this point, thinking to follow James's lead on the vote.
Okay.
Ted.
Anyone else? Go ahead, Ted. I have to go to you because I allowed Michael. Go ahead, Ted.
Well, you also rebutted something I was saying the last time around, and you said, you know, you'll have a chance. It's not your turn. So you rebutted me, and I didn't have the chance, and now I do. And what I want to say is that the idea of having multiple ballots means that we're going to end up with many more public service announcements announcing these kinds of elections than when we limit this to two per year. And that's why I am opposed to this idea of any number of ballots. That's one of the reasons.
Point of order, William.
Hold on, Ted. There's a point of order. You know the deal. State your point of order, William.
The number of ballots has already been changed in the bylaws. That's not part of this motion. That's existing bylaw language. So it doesn't deserve any discussion. Thank you.
Thank you. So I'm gonna make a ruling on that. I'm inclined to agree with the point of order, and I'm a
request for information.
State your question, Ted. A question.
What is the significance of the words "any number of" in green?
Okay. So you need to
respond.
You need to wrestle with that with your intelligence, Ted, and you are a very intelligent, articulate man. William, go ahead.
That's the existing bylaws as they were amended. That has nothing to do with Lawrence's proposal.
Thank you. Nancy?
Yes.
If there's no further discussion, I will go to the roll. Please take the roll on the motion, Nancy.
Okay.
Can the motion be read before we vote?
Okay.
You want the motion read again?
Yes.
That whole thing?
Do you want me to read it or you want to read it, Lawrence?
Go ahead, read it, Nancy, please.
Okay. The Pacifica National Board.
Just read the salient parts, not the stuff that was amended.
Go ahead, Nancy.
William for the stack.
Go ahead, William.
Yeah, in other words, I think what you're trying to say is we don't have to read the existing bylaws. Just
right,
be
exactly.
Part of your motion.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Being moved.
Right.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, William.
Whereas the bylaw amendment motion that was approved on January 7th, 2021, does not contain either a notice date or information or any reference to information on how 6 directors, 2 LSBs, or 5% of the membership should submit proposed bylaw amendments, it is hereby rescinded, in other words, the January 7th is rescinded, and replaced as follows. Rescind January 7th, 2021 PNB motion. In accordance with Article 17, Section 1B1 of the Pacifica Bylaws, and the part I don't have to read, we already passed this years ago about having numerous bylaw amendment processes a year. Okay, then the Pacifica National Board declares the start of a bylaw amendment period starting today, January 7th, and replacing this with motion regarding 2021 bylaw revision timeline, including delegate balloting. The Pacifica National Board, PNB, announces that pursuant to Article 17, Section 1B of the Pacifica Bylaws, the below timeline is for bylaw amendments to be included with ballots for the election of delegates in 2021 for the next board year. Some changes, including those that would affect members' rights and alter the terms for delegates or directors, require membership balloting within 60 days of the PNB and delegate voting. And further, the PNB directs that within 3 days of the passage of this motion, it shall be distributed to each LSB board delegates, assembly chair, and secretary to be sent to local delegates. The executive director to be sent to each general manager for scheduling and tracking the 30-day on-air mandatory notice announcements, and station website posting. The IT staff that maintain Pacifica.org for preparation of uniform on-air announcement and for posting. The PNB secretary shall post post instructions for presenting amendments to Pacifica.org the day after the motion is approved. Then, next, the date required, Friday, March 26, 2021. Submission deadline, Friday, April 2, 2021. Date, announcements begin on the air for 30 days. May 2, 2021, notice ends. Earliest vote of PNB or delegates. They can vote from that point on for 46 days. June 17, 2021, the final vote by PNB or LSB Delegates Assembly, 60 days or less. Monday, August 16, 2021, ballots to be mailed.
Thank you, Nancy.
Thank you.
Please take the vote.
Okay. A yes means yes, what I just read, except the directions should be instructions. Elizabeth, from KPFK, how do you vote? Are you...
Pass.
Oh, pass. Okay. William Herwagon from BAI.
Yes.
Yes. William, yes. Wally's not here. Nancy Sabra and Aditomi, I vote yes. Lawrence Reyes from KPFK.
Please get me last.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. WPFW Eileen Rosin, how do you vote?
Pass.
Pass, okay. Jim Sagerton from BAI?
No.
No. Jim, no. Tom Voorhees from KPFA?
Pass.
Pass, okay. Ted Weisbaugh from KPFT?
I'm going to change my tune and vote yes.
Ted, yes. WBAI Michael D.D. White?
No.
Michael votes no. Lewis Wolf from WPFW?
No.
Lewis votes no. Carol's not here. Is she here? No, I don't think so. Okay, so we have pass.
Come back to people who passed.
Elizabeth, are you muted? Elizabeth?
I'll abstain.
Abstain. Okay. Elizabeth, abstain. Eileen Rosin, how do you vote?
I vote no.
I vote no. Okay. Eileen voted no. And Tom Voorhees?
Yeah, I think I'm going to go for no.
Okay. Tom Voorhees, no. And so we have, let's see, yes, William, Nancy, Ted, that's three yes. And no, we have Eileen, Jim, Tom, Michael, and Lewis, five no. And one abstention. Sir, how do you wish to vote?
I vote yes.
So we have four yes, five no, and one abstention. Motion fails.
Chair, may I be recognized?
Okay. Yes.
James? Yeah, I just want to say that if this turns out, you know, that this can be brought by you or any other director directly to the PNB. And in the meantime, I'm going to make inquiries about it. And, you know, if it turns out to be the right thing to do, we can still do it at the next PNB meeting or at a subsequent PNB meeting.
Yes, I just want to inform the committee. I do intend to bring it up on the floor.
Yeah. It would just, then it wouldn't have the stamp of the governance committee, but it would still be perfectly valid.
Uh-huh.
And I may vote for it then myself.
Okay. Thank you for your consideration. Okay. Nancy, next motion. We have 5 minutes left.
All right. My motion was the same as Lawrence's, only very short, and it does not contain a timeline. Yeah, and I also got help on this one. Let's see. Where is it? Let's see. I
think I have two.
I'm sorry. Point request yes. for clarification.
Yes.
Is yeah,
this just going to be, is this duplicating Lawrence's motion? Why, if it's the same thing, why
yeah,
are we
but
considering
it's
it?
It's not completely the same. It's not completely.
Nancy, I'm gonna say that it could be dilatory to bring it up again because it's somewhat the same motion, just without the some of the dates. So, what you think, Nancy? Do you want to hold off on it?
It's easier to swallow. Because it's very simple and it's just implying that January 7th without the motion without a notice date is what's wrong, and then that means that motion was incorrect, and also there has been no playing of the airing of carts that a process is going on, and the motion itself has not been put onto the Pacifica website, so. In those three points, that motion is illegitimate in January. That's all it says. So it just says that the anyway, it's easier to swallow. You
okay.
can have two ready in case they want the shorter one or the longer one.
Okay. What is the sense of the body?
Well, we can read it and we can vote it up or down.
Hold on, Nancy. One second. I just want to get a sense of the body because we're at 1 minute now.
I don't know what the point of it is, really.
I don't think we could do it much justice, Nancy.
It's easier to swallow. People don't like long, wordy motions.
That's what they say about the steaks I eat, and it takes a lot of chewing. So I think we should hold it over to our next meeting, which...
Oh, I know. I have a good idea. You can use it if you need it.
You
can do it as an individual. You
that,
know,
sounds
you need
that sounds good.
That's a good idea.
We don't have to have the blessing of the committee.
Okay, so the next meeting is posted for March 24th. So there's been a change in there's a proposed change to hold our meetings the fourth Wednesday. Is that the fourth Wednesday? Yeah, the fourth Wednesday
yes,
of the month.
It is. Yes.
Are there any objections to that?
We already voted for this, I think.
Oh, we did?
Hold on.
I think we did, yeah.
Well, okay. So,
hold on just a second.
Who's that?
Never mind. No. Oh, wait. March 24th. I'm sorry. Hold on a second.
Michael White to the stack, or I'm just point of information.
Go ahead, Michael.
I'm just... Whatever it's worth, I see it's Passover Day 4.
Sorry, can you repeat that, Michael? I didn't quite hear you.
The 31st, if that's what we're considering, is Passover Day 4.
What?
Day 4 is not a very exciting day for Passover.
Right, did you say Passover? It's Day 4, right? I know about Passover. I'm from New York, so I know a lot about Passover.
You're talking about the 24th or the 31st?
No, I think the 31st is Passover, 30, right, Michael?
31st, yeah, 31st.
We're not
going to
meet on the 31st.
We're going to meet on the 24th, Michael.
I'm good.
Would that work for you, Michael?
Right now I see my calendar open on the 24th.
Okay, because I would definitely want to respect, everybody's...
cultural tradition.
As we say in New York, High Holy Days, right? So,
yeah.
We say that in New York. I think it's more common than that. That's what Jewish people call their holidays, or certain holidays.
Right, exactly. That's, and I, you know,
it's not New York. It's Jewish.
I'm from Brooklyn. I'm from Brooklyn, okay? Knock it off.
I'm Jewish.
I know. I'm not going to hold it against you. I'm Puerto Rican. Nobody's perfect.
Oh, boy.
Let's, I move to adjourn this meeting.
Okay. So you okay with that, Michael?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Okay. Good night, good people. See you next month.
Good night, all.
Thank you, Eileen.
Next week. And next
thank
week,
you, Nancy.
Good night.
Stay healthy and stay woke. Thank you.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you, everybody. Okay.